Every year on this day, I am led to ask the same question. What is good about Good Friday? Out of all the days in the church year that we could use the word good, at first glance, Good Friday seems to be the least likely. On Easter Sunday, we are filled with joy and happiness and excitement, greeting one another, smiling, having Easter egg hunts. On Christmas, there's anticipation and excitement and joy. But Good Friday, understandably so, seems somber. And so the question must become, what is good about this somber day? And this year, I've come to the conclusion that what is good about Good Friday is the fact that it reveals to us that we are enough. We are enough. But not for the reasons that you might think. Not for the reasons that our culture and world would teach us to think. See, our world and our culture teaches us that we are enough when we live our dreams, when we achieve certain goals, when we meet the expectations that others have for us or that we have for ourselves. Maybe we desire to have a certain kind of family, have a certain number of children, and have those children turn out a certain way. Perhaps other people have dreams of having a certain career or attaining a certain level of wealth or making a spot on the team or getting cast in the school play. And that once those dreams are achieved, a person will feel a sense that they are enough. Culturally speaking, one of the greatest things a person can achieve is something that's known as an Academy Award. An Academy Award is a very prestigious, exclusive award given to those people in film who make or write the best movies. And most actors and filmmakers spend their entire career never winning an Academy Award. And if they're lucky, maybe they'll win it once they've achieved a certain amount of credibility in their careers. But in the late 90s, two young, at the time, unknown actors named Ben Affleck and Matt Damon won an Academy Award. They won an Academy Award for winning the best original screenplay, writing the best original movie story. Now, these two actors, while they're very well known today, sort of came out of nowhere. No one knew who they were, and no one would cast them in their movies, and so they decided to write a movie of their own, and this movie became one of the most popular movies of the year and earned them an Academy Award. And I remember hearing an interview from Matt Damon about that experience of winning the award. He said that when they called his and Ben Affleck's name, they went on stage and they were so happy and filled with so much joy and excitement that it felt like they were in a dream. And afterwards, they were whisked away to all sorts of interviews and parties where all sorts of people praised them and congratulated them for achieving this incredible thing at such a young age. Matt Damon then says he later went home and it was finally quiet and he put the Academy Award on his coffee table and he was finally able to think about what he achieved, and a thought occurred to him that was very informative. And the thought was this: this will never fulfill you. You see, he had achieved something that people only dream of, and yet there was a part of him that still felt unfulfilled, that still made him feel that he was not enough. I remember when I was in high school, I was on the second string of the football team. which meant that there was a person who was ahead of me, and they got all the playing time. And so I decided one off season to work really, really hard to try to become the starter on the football team. I decided that winter, leading into the spring practices, that I would run as much as possible, I would lift as much weights as possible, so that I would be strong enough and fast enough to take this spot, this starting spot on the team. Well, the day finally came in the first spring practice, and they lined everybody up to see how fast everyone was. And I lined up near the person who was the starter, the person ahead of me, the person who had my spot, to show the coaches that I was now faster and stronger than them. You see, I had been working very, very hard, and I knew that there was no way that this person had outworked me. And so the coaches lined everybody up for the first sprint, blew the whistle, and much to my disappointment, I was still slower than this person ahead of me. I was still not fast enough or strong enough to earn the starting spot. I share those two stories with you, those story of Matt Damon and the story of my own personal experience on the football team, to highlight an experience that we all know and have. You see, in our lowest points when we fail, we realize that we are not enough. We realize that we are unfulfilled because we cannot achieve everything that we need to achieve on our own. And those times when we are so successful, when we achieve our wildest dreams, there's still an aching or a longing in our heart for something more. And that if we don't pause and reflect why that aching and longing is there, we might just try to do more and be more and achieve more, always feeling a sense of unfulfillment. See, the reason that we feel that we are not enough is because deep down, we know that on our own, that's the truth. And no matter how many times we succeed or how many times we fail, on our own, we are not enough. We are not enough to meet our own standards. We are not enough to meet the world's standards. And at times, we are not enough to meet God's standards. All of us try to live lives that are holy, pure, and righteous. We try to do and think and say what the Bible says. But despite our best efforts, we don't always do that either. And so sometimes, even being a Christian, being a person of faith, can leave us with a sense of unfulfillment. But here's the thing. Good Friday reminds us that we are enough. That we are enough. Not because we are enough. That we are enough because Jesus is enough. Good Friday is that thing in the Christian faith that makes it unique from all the other faiths and all the other philosophies in the world. You see, every other religion teaches, follow these laws or follow these people, and you will know God. You will know peace. You will know fulfillment. That if you just do enough things the right way, you will be enough. Follow the rules, and the rules will give you peace and fulfillment. But the Christian story is not about us going to someone else. The Christian story and the cross is about God coming to us. See, the Christian story is different because it isn't a teaching first and foremost, but it's a rescue mission. It's a rescue mission that tells us that God loves us so much that He sent His only Son to live with us, for us, and die for our sins. And that there is no place that we can go that God is not willing to go as well. Good Friday is good because it reminds us that Jesus is on a rescue mission. And the rescue mission began on Christmas when He was born in the manger to people who were poor and lost, hopeless. He gave light and fulfillment not only to His parents, but also to the shepherds who were watching their flock believing that God and everyone else had forgotten them. But they were not forgotten. They were known and loved. And that rescue mission continued throughout Jesus' life and ministry. Each time he showed kindness and mercy and healing to anyone and everyone who needed help, especially those people who were cast aside and forgotten by society. And Jesus didn't give up on that rescue mission when his friends, the people that he trusted the most, the people that he only showed love and concern and care to, hung him on the cross. Jesus did not condemn them. Jesus did not abandon them, but even as they persecuted them, Jesus prayed for them, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And that rescue mission continues today. That rescue mission continues for me and for you and for all those who look upon the cross to wonder what is good about Good Friday. But it's this, that you are enough. That you are not enough, not because of what you do or what you don't do, but because of what Jesus has done for you. That in his perfection, that in his perfect love and behavior, he took on punishment and sin that was supposed to be for us and instead put it on him. He took on our punishment so that we would not be punished. So that when we stumble and fall, when we are unsuccessful or unfaithful, we might know that God still loves us, that God still protects us, that Jesus has still died for us. May you, this Good Friday, know that you are enough. You are enough because Jesus is enough for you. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to remember and to contemplate the cross. May our lives each and every day find our hope and our purpose, not by what we do, but by what Jesus has done for us. And it's in his holy name we pray. Amen.